Ooh, Vinyl Cobwebs. Do do do. Oh, do do do. Vinyl Cobwebs. Do do do. Oh, do 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 do. Vinyl Cobwebs. Do do do. Oh, do 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 do. Do.
Who's screaming like that, Drac?
I don't know, Count Cuckoo. I mean, Count Frankenstein?
You don't remember who I am. Shame on you.
Okay, well, I'm in the mood for some Count Chocula.
I'm in the mood for a Vinyl Cobweb Spooktacular. It's episode number 232 for October. The end of October.
To be or not to be on a Halloween episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
In the year of our mummy, 2015. My voice is going to hurt. Crank on my balls.
You're supposed to say 2015, not 2015. And
crank up my balls and quit telling me how to talk.
Creak. Creak.
That's why I had to get a drink.
I would like to get a drink, too, of some corpuscles. Delicious red corpuscles.
Ow, did you hear my lower jaw break off just there when I took a drink?
Oh! I got a piece of a hanger I can wind the wire to.
All right, hook it up.
Okay, here it is. Here you go. And now for some monster music. Already on this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. And stop screaming, it's irritating.
Did you ever take a walk on a pale night through a deserted cemetery? Spooks all around, shadows on the ground, didn't know could be so scary. Every little thing gonna be alright. Ghosts rock and roll. Bones rattle, skeleton hop. Ooh, one and all. I say don't go away, don't be afraid. Honey, all that grave is just to take you and me down into the muddy grave.
Tone to the ugliest disc jockey is on Vinyl Cobwebs, as provided by the voices of Count Chocula, Ghost.
You know, Dracula, why can't we just go back to Donovan and Grimmie?
Why can't you be Frankenberry?
Oh, you try it.
I ain't Frankenberry.
No, you be Frankenstein.
Oh. And I'll be Dracula.
I'm Frankenstein.
And you're tuned to Vinyl Cobwebs, Halloween Spooktacular. Hey, Frank, go over there and take a bite out of crime.
No, I sound like Bill Remy.
Take a bite out of Frankenberry. Delicious.
Halloween experts at Magic Manor have everything you'll need this year, including actual character masks from famous motion pictures. And they can show you the proper application of makeup to impress that special someone. Magic Manor's professional hand-painted custom masks start as low as $250. This Halloween, remember Magic Manor. Wigs, masks, makeup, costumes, shockingly authentic. Magic Manor, East Wind Mall.
Good evening. My name is Bella Boris. Welcome to my house of horrors. Horrible, wasn't it?
Look, I can scare you with just one evil look.
Crater!
How creepy! How frightening! How ghastly!
We're back on the Halloween Spooktacular. I'm Frankenstein.
The Halloween Spooktacular is also hosted by Count Cuckoo.
That's you.
That's me.
You're Cuckoo. We heard the Derringers of the Fulton Records label with the Morgus Creep. That's a rare platter that matters.
I like saying the Fulton Records label there, Frank and Batty.
Say it.
The Fulton Records label.
Yeah.
And before that, we sent out some haunted sounds as rendered by Murph Griffin and his orchestra, the House of Horrors from 1962.
Murph Griffin?
That was a good year because that was the Monster Mash came out that year.
The Game Show Mogul?
The Game Show Mogul himself.
Can you say that?
Game Show Mogul.
Beat you up, bro. And before that...
And before that, I will take over. We played The Graveyard, as rendered by Leroy Bowman. They should have called him Leroy Bone Man. Why didn't they think of that? On the Regis record label?
While you think about that, why don't you email us in these hellish chambers at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Arg. Fruits and berries. Fruits and berries.
Yummy!
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect, and whistle a happy tune, so no one will suspect I'm afraid. Shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, so no one ever knows I'm afraid.
Careful. Thank you.
We're back on Vinyl Cobwebs 232, the Halloween Spooktacular.
We just played House on Haunted Hill by Frank Duval's orchestra. I really like that one, a moody piece.
And before that, we heard some crazy ladies from a 50s TV show singing about how scared they are and whistling. I don't know about that.
And her neck was erect.
Or it was her head that was erect.
That's right. And before that, we heard Spooks in Space by Perry Kingsley from 1966. Very meticulously recorded with snippets of tape recordings and sounds of stuff and edited together. And it took forever to do. And the little dusty noises there. That was Spooks in Space.
I noticed you were looking at my VHS copy of Funny Girl Boy with Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
What a great musical. You said that you liked musicals as a young drag.
Yes, looking at that reminded me of all the musicals I love, like The Sound of Music, and also Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more, and...
Or did you like Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, yes, Fiddler on the Roof. If I were a rich man,
deedle-dum-dum-dum-dum.
What are you doing?
I'm deedling and dumming.
You certainly are.
Let's try again.
Okay. If I were a rich man, deedle-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. No, Frankie, it's not deedle-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. It's deedle-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Okay, let's try one more time.
If I were a rich man,
deedle
diddle 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 dum.
You're not letting me do it.
Oh, I'll let you do it. If I were a rich man,
diddle dum a diddle diddle dum dum dum.
Oh.
You better zap me.
Yep. Oh, yes.
That's enough. Why you do that?
Until you get it right.
Okay, one more time.
If I were a rich man,
deedle dum a dum dum, deedle deedle dum dum dum,
deedle 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 deedle.
Little cobwebs. Who's that at the door?
Count Chocula and Frankenberry. It's me, Booberry. You never invite me to your radio show. That's because you and all the children know that my blueberry cereal is better. Just like my cereal making a comeback, so is my superior taste in the music. Everyone, let's go to the disco.
The Monster Cereals, Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry present The Monsters Go Disco. It's Saturday night at Monster Mansion, and our friends Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry are sitting around feeling frightfully lonely. Let's join them and see if they find a cure for their Saturday night blues.
Another Saturday night rolls around.
Yes, Frankenberry. It's hard to believe that three wild and crazy guys like ourselves sit home alone.
Really, Chocula, I'm bored silly sitting here at Monster Mansion.
Well, maybe it's because you're a boring, silly monster.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, fellows, what are we going to do to cure our Saturday night blues?
I've got the answer, Booberry. Let's go disco.
Disco where?
Disco's here, disco's there.
No, disco dancing.
Oh, yes, I can see it now. I'm so light on my feet, I'll boogie all night.
I'm so handsome, all the girls will hustle with me.
After we learn to disco, it's goodbye to sitting home on Saturday nights. We will be the most popular monsters in town.
So what are we waiting for? Let's go disco.
Off go the monsters to learn to disco. Will they burn up the floor when they put on their boogie shoes? Or will their Saturday night sizzle? Fizzle?
Huh? Here we are at the hottest disco in town,
the Graveyard Groove.
And there's the DJ, Disco Don.
Oh, bye. Hey, all you groovy guys, gals, and ghouls, are you ready to get down at disco?
Yeah!
Oh, wait a minute, who are you, freaky fellas?
I'm Count Chocula.
I'm Frankenberry.
I'm Pooberry.
Well, you better get ready to move and groove, you monster head, because it's time for the Graveyard Grooves Disco King Contest.
Disco King Contest?
Oh, yeah, baby. The best dancer gets to dance all night with the queen of disco. Ta-da! Donna Disco!
Dancer Donna Disco? I'll be the king of the disco.
Oh, no, I will.
All right, Blueberry, you can help me spin these discs. All right, baby. Now, don't spin them through the air, man. Put them on the record player.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Chalk and Frank, it's time to hustle on to the dance floor now for the Disco King Contest. Frank and Barry, you're on, baby.
Me? What do I do?
Just move with the beat.
But what song do you want me to spin, Frank and Barry?
Something by my favorite group, the Gravestone Five.
All right, Frank and Boogie. Now get out there, baby, and jump and bump. What are you doing?
I'm jumping and bumping.
Oh, wow, man, that's a new dance. You are great, Frank and Boogie. Now, you show us your stuff, Count Chocula.
Blueberry, play something by the Spook Group.
Okay, Chocula, get down and let it roll.
Why are you lying down on the floor and rolling around?
He said to get down and roll.
Oh, it's fantastic. What a dance. You started a whole new dance craze, baby. It's Monster Mania. Everybody's moving to Monster Mania. Hit it, boys.
There's a new craze sweeping the country. Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Harder than Bob, just Boogie and Harpist.
Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Jump up and down, then fall on the floor.
Roll around, get up and do it some more. It's
Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Bigger than disco, baby. Everybody's going for
Monster Mania. Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
All right, baby. The winner of the dance contest, it's a tie. Frankenberry and Count Chocula. All right, fellas, meet the gorgeous Donna Disco.
Hi, fellas. Let's go disco.
Oh, Disco Schmisco, I'm tired.
Me too. This dancing is too exhausting.
Besides, I've worked up quite an appetite. I want to get back to Monster Mansion and have some of my delicious Count Chocula cereal.
I'll have my strawberry-flavored Frankenberry.
Who make mine Booberry.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
Booberry.
Oh, no.
Look for more Monster Record adventures in specially marked boxes of Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry cereals.
and you've got me wanting you. Oh, honey. Oh.
Sugar, sugar.
You are my candy girl, and you've got me wanting you.
When I kissed you, boy, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
Ce soir, alors
che tu sarà noir. E con la macabra porta s'ubrirà. Oltre alla disco Dracula.
Dracula disco.
Ah, je vous en prie, laissez vos miroirs au vestiaire, s'il vous plaît.
Dracula disco.
Mademoiselle, attention, ne marchez pas sur ma cape. Approchez, approchez, venez dans mes bras.
Dracula Disco.
Oui, 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 les toiles d'araignée sont de tanti. Oui, oui, oui. Dracula Disco. N'est-ce pas que je chante bien? Oui. Dracula Disco. Ça, ça c'est une incisive. Oui, je l'ai, non?
Dracula Disco.
Moi, je me brosse les dents après chaque repas, oui.
Hey, this is Blueberry, everyone's favorite monster cereal DJ at Vinyl Cobwebs. You just heard the French-Canadian Dracula Disco off the Disco Gag LP that I found in someone's basement while visiting Montreal. There is no date on this record, but on the cover there's a painting of Dracula holding a syringe with lots of band-aids flying through the air. Before that, you heard Sugar Sugar by the Honey Monster, a cereal monster from United Kingdom for Sugar Puff cereal, off his Disco 45 released through Warner Brothers in 1977. If you look at photos of him on the internet, you'll see he's a giant orange furry Muppet. You also heard a fine disco track called I Was Born to Disco by the Purple Pie Man, the villain from Strawberry Shortcake. From the kid stuff Strawberry Shortcake Let's Dance LP released in 1982. Actually, written and performed by Mark Volman and Howard Kalin, also known as Flo and Edie, founding members of top 40 group The Turtles, who later joined the Mothers of Invention. At the beginning of our set, you heard The Monsters Go Disco, a real-life documentary covered on paper record that kids would find inside their boxes of monster cereal, especially Booberry, everyone's favorite. And now, for my next disco track, it's called Terror on the Dance Floor by, Disco! My Booberry's better!
Blueberry, get out of here, Blueberry. We'd like to thank Blueberry, courtesy of BC Starrett and LostMediaArchive.tumblr.com, for his blueberryous submission. Arrgh! Got here on the Vinyl Cobwebs Halloween Spooktacular. Ah, disco, disco, Blueberry disco.
Make Halloween fun with one-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs.
Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, Superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind. Bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, Sounds to Make You Shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one stop at Woolworth or Woolco.
One night I was stumbling through the local cemetery. I saw an old creature who looked soberly scary. In his hands he had a shovel and he was digging away. I started to split and he stopped me to say,
"Oh, don't be startled at what you see. It's just that little old grief robber, me."
"You must be nuts, Daddy. You've had too much wine."
"Huh? I've robbed trees for Baron Frankenstein."
"Oh, well, I've known the Baron for 2 years or more. Hey, you must be his assistant, Ugly Eagle."
It's now, excuse me while I dig. My master has plans for something very big, you know."
"You mind if I help you? I've been looking for a job ever since my partner was eaten by the blob." "Hey, haven't I seen you on TV riding on a wine wagon?"
"That's right, you know."
"You don't need a tester, do you, Pally?"
"I'll test your head with a shovel."
"Oh, hey, wait, wait a minute, Pally, wait a minute. This ain't gone too far. Where am I?"
"You're at the Bloody Go-Go Club. You passed out, you've been sleeping on the bar."
"Oh, Daddy, if you just knew where I dreamed I'd been. You sure you didn't slip me a Mickey fan?"
I was jamming through the graveyard around 12:05. I saw a ghost of zombies looking very much alive. I was alone and bewildered, looking around when Dracula and Vampire came flying to the ground. And Mr. Hyde was singing a dead duet while Frankenstein was out playing Russian roulette.
And this is Frankenstein, off-Broadway version.
Have you recovered from your electric shock therapy?
Yeah, I feel pretty good, but one of my neck bolts got loose, and when you attach the electrodes. See it right here? You're going to need to tighten it up.
Tighten
it up. Tighten me up, Jack.
Here I go now. And double Craig. Craig.
Halloween Spectacular 232.
I enjoy doing these Halloween Spectaculars. We don't do them as often as we used to there, Frank and Barry.
From 1958, Scary Sounds from a rare record by the Poets. It's simply entitled Dead.
Dead, dead, dead! And that little old grave digger, me, by Don Henson and the Rigamorticians, probably from about 1964.
It is, I looked it up.
It is?
I looked it up.
I know it was on, it is on the yellow and orange swirl capital labels that the Beatles and run.
It was?
Of course, see?
No, look. No, I wrote it down.
See, look at the label here.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? You must be colorblind then. Do you just see it in black and white?
Arr, quit making fun of me.
Okay.
Tell them about how to email us in these hellish chambers.
You can email us in these hellish chambers by emailing vilecobwebs@hotmail.com, and you can get into contact with us.
And now a message from one of our sponsors. Scary Guy Video spelled?
With a K, of course.
All right, here we go. What are you laughing at?
Point your web browser to scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. At scaryguyvideo.com, you'll find all sorts of bizarre, esoteric, scary, titillating, horrific, and bizarre educational shorts of all kinds. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
I don't know about that commercial, Drac, for Scary Guy Video.
Well, Frankie, I must say that the music you used in the background was a little more contemporary. But it'll have to do.
It'll have to do, I guess. I think you should extract my brain for using contemporary.
Yes, contemporary music you use, so I'm going to have to extract your brain, and maybe you'll become more old school there, Frankenberry. Here we go, are you ready?
I just can't do the extraction one more time, Frankie. I can't. We've tried to do this 8 times. I can't do another extraction. My voice is gone.
No more takes?
Yeah.
I'll do it for you. Okay, Frankenberry, we are going to extract your brain.
Extract my brain.
Okay, here we go. Extraction number 1. Extract! Extraction number 2. And extraction number 3.
Deedle, diddle, deedle, diddle, deedle, diddle, dum.
Gazoinks, it worked! It worked, it worked!
I'm the super sweet monster with the super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Piffle, here's the super sweet new cereal, Frankenberry.
But I've got chocolate sweeties for monstrous chocolate flavor.
Well, I've got berry flavored sweeties for monstrous strawberry flavor.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
Hi.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula. Toys R Us has the Big Bird Halloween costume and the Yoda Halloween costume for trick-or-treating.
Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, happy all the day. And his great big smile will scare your cares away. Punky pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, never wears a frown. You can see that he's cut out to be a clown. The candlelight inside him makes his eyes light up and gleam. They shine right through the window at you for a hap, hap, happy Halloween. Punky Pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Yes, he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Smiling pumpkin, grinning happily. You can count his teeth, 'cause he has only three. Punky pumpkin, the winking pumpkin, blinks his eye at you, for his favorite game is playing peek-a-boo. His birthday is on Halloween, so that's a special day for all the other jack-o'-lanterns to get together and celebrate. Punky Pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. I wouldn't trade his sunny smile and funny nose and winking eyes for a bakery full of pumpkin pie.
Knock, knock, trick or treat, who are you? I'm a ghost, I'm a little ghost. Knock, knock, trick or treat, who are you? I'm a ghost, I'm a little ghost.
Happy pumpkin, doopy-doo. Happy pumpkin, doopy-doopy-doo.
What are you doing?
Eating red vines. Oh, they're stuck in my throat.
Can you
turn the volume down on that?
Oh, stuck in my throat.
I'm getting back into a character. Oh,
thanks for helping me.
Count Cuckoo.
Give me the Heimlich.
Okay, here comes the Heimlich once again. Heimlich numero uno. Heimlich numero dos. Heimlich numero tres. Tres. There you go. How's that better? I counted in Espanol.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs Halloween Spooktacular. Right here, 232. We'd like to say hello to some of our friends out there. Go ahead.
Hello, some of our friends out there. And then we played before that was the Happy Pumpkin, as rendered by lovely Fran Allison from 1952. shut up.
I don't like that.
We have another screamer back there.
I don't like the way you said all our friends. You made it sound like they're not there.
And the spook, as rendered as well by Pete Drake and his steel guitar on the old Starday Records label from the Halloween of 1961. It did sound a little bit on the spooktacular side, didn't it?
I'm a ghost. I'm a little ghost. Give me fruit and berries in my box. I'm a ghost. A cute little ghost.
There you go. You feel better now? Shall we play another record? Of frightful influences?
Diddle-a-dum-a-diddly-diddly-dum.
Well, there you go.
I did it.
What are you doing, hello?
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well, watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb?
Oh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you got a warped groove.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Do you like that music there?
Do I like that music?
That's a lot better than your ramblings on the keys with your big ham-fisted hands, Frank.
Don't call my hands ham hocks. They're lovely cadaver hands.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what we just played? Making fun of me mumblings, aren't you? Yes. Now, we heard the mummy. We've brought that back again, and yet again, and yet again on Vinyl Cobwebs. I think that is the only song that has survived the last four Halloween shows we've done together here.
Good song. I always like that song.
That was Booby and Bob. I think it predates the Brunswick version, and I think it was also still what's his name, McEwen? Rod McEwen. Yeah, I think he was in this record, too. I don't know. Someone could email us with more information.
You are a booby, and thanks. I am a Bob.
Record.
You'll be booby. I'll be Bob.
Okay, I'd be booby if you'll just shut up.
Okay, Frankenstein here.
I'm trying to be serious.
With my right-hand man, Drac, doing the show. Frankenberry on Deluxe. Yeah, Premium Deluxe and Donovan are no
longer
here.
Why is it that every time Donovan is here with Premium and Premium Deluxe tries to be serious in announcing the records, old Donovan will be in the background going, bubbly, 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 bubbly.
Donovan is slightly retarded.
He sure is.
10%, I hear.
How about 9%?
Nine
number
is less.
Nine.
Yes,
number
nine.
Nine.
Good
number
job.
Nine.
Good. Here we are in the funeral parlor.
Would you aspirate me, Drac? Here's the aspirator. Insert it into my chest cavity.
Okay, very well. I shall insert it. I must poke you first.
Poke. Ah, good.
And now I shall turn the little thingy-dingy there.
It's an aspirator.
Okay, well, it has a little turny thingy-dingy this time, you know.
Right. Aspirate me.
Well, it's happening now.
Help me out here. Oh, my blood's green. I'm in a surfing Frankie mode. Surf guitar. I'm the king of the Frankie guitar.
Okay, king of the Frankie guitar. Can we play another platter from a Vinyl Cobwebs platter stand?
Yes, but say it. Say the platters are...
That matter!
Giant six-legged flying bugs. They attach themselves to you like vampires. And then they set you afire. Paramount Pictures presents Bug. From William Castle, who gave you Rosemary's Baby. Bug, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. No one admitted once the bugs start to fly.
You will never sleep alone after Bug.
Oh, Donovan!
Man, you know that house up at the end of the road that nobody goes near? Well, let me tell you why they don't. Well, in the haunted house at the top of the hill, the spooks give around to test their skill. That stroke of 12 every night seems such a frightful sight. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, the ghosts and the witches and the devil too are in there mixing up a brew. And if a man should venture near, his soul inside would disappear. Your soul and mine is in their brew, the fate of which we have no clue. All we do is hope and pray we'll be here another day. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, if a loose life I did lead, my soul is filled with selfish greed. Thus my soul has found this plight, the devil's judging yours tonight. Oh, brother, hear me when I say you'd better live right every day, cause someday it will be your turn, and if you don't, your soul will burn. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight.
There's lots of levels of Halloween organ keys.
While you're at that, I'll spin a do my haunted Count Casimir spin dance.
Do it! Do it today! Just don't bump into the mood lighting.
Oh, I'm spinning.
You're making it fall apart! Don't spin so close!
Oh, no, Frank, I'm sorry.
The Halloween organ is falling apart again!
Oh, Frank! The horror! Oh, I'm in a metal mood!
Having nothing to do, oh, the dark and the rainy night.
Well, I was cruising by a lonely graveyard when I saw such a terrible sight. Two bony skulls were digging them silver right out of the ground. But they were digging back to back, and neither of them looked around. So finally they both was out of the grave and on the ground by a big tombstone. They're such a fad I've never seen. They screeched and moaned. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Barney head was a knocking, the skinny old bone was popping, and I was hit by a big head stone, and I was scared half to death. One of them named Tommy, while the other one named Sam, and that's what they called each other, and they rolled around the ground. But Sam, he said to Thomas, you better bury too close to me. You know, you keep me awake with all the noise you make. We're both put here to sleep. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. And skinny old bones were popping, and I was hit by a big head stone, and I was scared half to death. Oh, well, whoever won this fight, I guess I'll never know, because my feet got an engine action, and away they did go. They're just running over trees and brushes, and everything else in my way. Forgot my oldest 88, and it's still back there today. Now if I go back and get it, well, somebody got to go with me. It won't nobody go with me, whatever there it will be. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Barney head was a knocking, and skinny old bones were popping. And I was hit by a big head stone, and I was scared half to death. Oh Lord, it was a fight.
Well, you can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him, Frankenstein. You can save that girl of mine. You can get him, Frankenstein. Oh, well, you can get him, Frankenstein.
Well, here comes him, baby, walking down the street. She looks so pretty and she looks so neat. A wolfman come from behind a tree. A wolfman howling. I ran to the phone and I put in a dime and called my good friend Frankenstein.
Well, you can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him, Frankenstein. You can save that girl of mine. You can get him, Frankenstein. Oh, you can get him, Frankenstein.
Well, my baby called me up in the middle of the night. Dracula was messing in the pale moonlight. With vampires, bats, and rats and all. She said, help, help, that's why I called. Said, you better call Transylvania 999 and dig my good friend Frankenstein.
Well, you can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him, Frankenstein. You can save that girl of mine. You can get him, Frankenstein. Oh, you can get him, Frankenstein.
She was not at home. Call Transylvania 999. Got no answer from Frankenstein. Switched on the TV to channel 9. There was Frankie and Sue doing Pony Time.
Well, you done got a Frankenstein. You done got that girl of mine. You done got a Frankenstein. You done got that girl of mine.
Frankenstein.
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 Frankenstein. Bring me back that girl of mine.
Hey, Frankenstein, bring me back that girl of mine.
Arrgh! Welcome back to Vinyl Cobwebs 232. the Halloween Spooktacular. Premium Dracula has stepped into the restroom to take care of his Halloween business. You can get him, Frankenstein, the Castle Kings, right here in Final Cobwebs. We heard that one, and we got involved in a skeleton fight. Mark Allen Smith, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Sorry, that was Mac Allen Smith. Roll me down the stairs with a mob of fiery torches.
Frankie! Frankie! Frankie, I just came out of the bathroom!
Screaming Jay Hawkins with Higher Voices. We're nearing the end of the Vinyl Cobwebs Halloween Spooktacular. And Premium Drac is in the bath, doing whatever he does. He'll say goodbye for you. I'll say goodbye for him. That's what I'll do. I'll say goodbye, boy! And while I have the mic, I'm going to close the show with one of my bizarre, rare recordings. It's by The Caretaker. It's titled Selective. So what is it? Selected Memories from the Haunted Ballroom. This is The Caretaker on a very rare avant-garde recording. I think you'll enjoy this. I think this will creep you out to the point of never listening to the Halloween Spooktacular again. Here we go. It's creepy. Thank you.
Okay, here comes the Heimlich once again. Heimlich numero uno. Heimlich numero dos. Heimlich numero tres. Tres. There you go. How's that better? I counted in Espanol.